Diary, April 1896. April 6th to 10th, 1896. Monday, April 6th, 1896. Sunnyside, Corranbong, New South Wales. I rose at 2:30 and commenced writing important matters upon truth, present truth, for these last days. Last night, about 10:00, Mrs. May Lacey White presented her husband with 2 boys. Her labor was long protracted, but not very severe. These boys are a delight to the father and the mother and grandmother. They are lively little chaps. The eldest is 1 pound heavier than the last born, seems considerably more than 1 pound larger. The last born was apparently dead, but the nurse understood her business. She put cold water upon him, rubbed him in oil and brandy, and he came back to life. He is lively as the larger. He weighs 5 pounds and a half. The firstborn, 6 pounds and a half. Mother and children are doing excellently well. I praise the Lord for his keeping care. Oh, how grateful we are that we may trust the Lord continually. In the hope we have in the Lord, we rejoice always for his great mercy expressed to us. Tuesday, April 7th, Sunnyside, Corranbong. I slept little last night, but awoke at 3:00 and wrote 8 pages for Sister Israel. I send her 2 pages per week. She has been in despair for all of 8 months, but the Lord was with us when we visited in Sydney, March 18th. We found she had just had a very severe attack of frenzy. She had climbed out of the window and gone to the neighbors in her nightdress, screeching at the top of her voice. Brother Israel was afraid he would be compelled to place her in an asylum for the insane. We had a hard time, as she was determined to talk with me and ask me questions. But when we visited her the next Friday, we could labor with her better. Thank God, the power of the enemy is broken. She seems to be sitting at the feet of Jesus and learning of him. She says she knows that angels of God came with Sister White to her home. I write to her a letter every week. This keeps up a connection between us, and I can talk to her with the pen upon faith. This day, a lawyer and 2 teachers of the public school were present, Mr. Matthews, his wife, and 2 children. Oh, that there might more be interested and come out to hear. In the evening meetings, there are more. The tent is full. I read to those present most important matter, which seemed to interest those not of our faith. The subject was education. How to place their children under the influence of correct teaching, where the physical can be properly educated for the benefit of themselves health-wise. Then their mental and moral powers will be equally benefited, and a wholesome experience will be obtained. This will be an all-round education. The heart, the mind, the soul, and the body are converted to the service of the Lord. We need strength, physical, mental, and religious. Wednesday, April 8th, 1896. Wednesday arose early, attended meetings in tent, and read important matter upon education. The teachers of the public schools were present and seemed to be much interested. Sarah Belden and I rode out in afternoon to Martinsville to look at some cows with object of purchasing. We selected 2 cows that will be fresh milkers, 1 in 4 weeks, the other in 3 months. It was very dark before we got home, but our horse is gentle. Our meeting in forenoon was precious. Brother Prescott spoke upon the subject of education, presenting the matter in its true bearings. We were all deeply interested. The evening meetings I do not attend, for I must have my sleep the first part of the night. Thursday, April 9th, 1896. I arose at 2:30 and, after committing myself to God, I commenced writing important communications. As soon as breakfast was passed, Willie White and I went to visit Brother Lacey's. The road is very rough, but we have a gentle horse and succeeded in reaching the small home with 40 acres of land he has purchased. The house contains but 4 rooms. 2 of the family are accommodated at Mrs. King's, a short distance away. The man whose home they rented would not let him remain, and he was compelled to move right in the midst of this interesting institute. I had a profitable talk with Minnie Hawkins. Brother Lacey has not yet seen his grandchildren. He is very proud of his boys. Sister Rousseau called, and we conversed together. I learn Brother McCullough has come to the meeting. I am glad this is so, for I do want him to get all the good possible. He had been very sick, and it was questionable whether he would recover. Friday, April 10th, 1896.
I thank the Lord I've had more hours of sleep than usual. I did not leave my bed until 4 o'clock. I could offer to God thanksgiving and praise for the blessing of sleep. I retired at 8 o'clock. May Israel leaves to go to her home and let her father come to the meeting for a short time. Elder McCullough and wife called on us with Sister Shannon. We had a short visit and attended the morning meeting to hear what Brother Prescott has to say upon education. His remarks were excellent.